This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next-door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. We're just about now to speak with Anna Bly, the Chief Executive of the Australian Bankers Association. Good morning, Anna. I bet you've had a week.
Good morning. Yes, I think it's been a big week for everybody.
Look, I want to say first, I yesterday took advantage of the offer to the new reduced interest rates the banks are offering, and I've got to say, dealing with the bank was actually a pleasure. They knew exactly the questions they needed to ask me. They anticipated what I was looking for, and the documentation was already sent out. So there you are, you've got a free ad.
Well, look, I am pleased to hear that. You'll appreciate that banks have huge customer bases, and some of their call centres are being very swamped at the moment because we know so many people are facing desperate circumstances. And for those listeners who maybe are still waiting to get through to their call centre, you know, I'd just say we all need a bit of goodwill and patience to get through this. And those call centres, they've put extra staff in them, but everyone's only human, and there may be a wait for some people, but the help is there and you will get it.
So the main features of what the banks are doing, Anna, number one, they've dropped interest rates on small business loans by 1%, is that correct?
Yes.
And they've reduced interest-only, principal and interest-only loans that are fixed down to about 2.29%, I think, which is a drop of almost 2%, which is really significant. That's going to make a huge difference to a lot of people, particularly a lot of businesses are actually finance their business through their home loan.
You're absolutely right. And I should be clear that some banks are making, they've all got different packages on their interest rates, but on average that they're the sorts of rates that are available. But I think the biggest decision yesterday that banks agreed to, excuse me, was to provide a package of support to small businesses that want to take advantage of it, and that is that they will defer all of their loan payments associated with the business. That's their principal and their interest. For 6 months, and that includes all loans associated with the business. So, as you say, there are many small businesses that either are using their home as security on their business loan or have somehow attached their mortgage, and that those payments will be eligible for this deferral as well.
So, look, it's a big, you know, the government and the Reserve Bank has said to the banks, look, we're going to provide, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's $90 billion, specifically for lending to small to medium businesses. That's a huge cash infusion into the economy, and for the banks to let that go through to business, this is a real challenge for the banks in many ways, because the amount of activity is going to be substantially more than it has been for the last few months, isn't it? So everyone's going to have to work extra hard to make sure this happens quickly.
Yes, they will, and they're very aware of that. The money that you referred to that the Reserve Bank provided on Thursday is a recognition that while some small businesses, the most critical thing for them will be to put that deferral on their payments so that they've got far less outgoings.
Yep.
But other small businesses, including some that don't have loans, may need extra working capital, may need to go into debt during this period, and we need to be able to get the money out to them as cheaply and as quickly as possible. So I think the combination of all these measures, you know, together will really help banks to, you know, put a real shot into the economy It's a lifeline, I think, to those people who a couple of days ago were desperately wondering whether they could hang on.
Sorry, go, Paul.
Anna, hi, it's Paul here. I was just going to say, it's a great initial first step, and I think everyone knows we don't really know how long we're facing into this crisis. How long is this sustainable, and what further measures do you think we need to try and review to try and keep the economy at least ticking over in some semblance, to make sure people are getting paid, to make sure people are spending, and to make sure we can actually keep the money moving?
Well, the initiatives that we've just talked about, which also go to mortgage owners, mortgage holders, will allow people to have, in some cases, more money in their pocket for this for the long stretch that might be ahead. The banks identified a six-month period for this deferral because that's the time frame the government is currently working on. But I think we all know that we're facing into a big unknown, and if the circumstances require some reconsideration in 4 or 5 months' time, then banks will certainly be looking at that. We've worked very closely with the government on this, and I think that's what people want to know, that the government is working, you know, hand in glove with the regulators, with banks, and with other financial institutions. Between us all, we owe it to the Australian people to act together in their interest, and the combination of all of these initiatives in the last 48 hours, I do think is a big lifeline, potentially a game changer into the economy. But when you're facing into the complete unknown, you've got to be nimble and be prepared to shift again if required.
Now, Annie, you're in the unusual position. You're an ex-state premier. You're now the public face of the Australian banking industry. So, having worn one hat and now having another one on, it gives you a unique insight. Are we seeing in this a greater level of cooperation between government and the banks than what we've seen before? That's what I'm seeing. Am I right there?
Well, I was Premier when the GFC happened, and I remember just how frightening that was. And I think it would be fair to say that the government worked very, very closely with banks and the regulators at that time. But I think it would be also fair to say that they were working more on the internal workings of banks. That crisis was very much one where it was banks and the financial sector that were the weakness. In this case, we are very fortunate in this country. Banks and financial institutions stand potentially to be the strength that will get us through this one, because this one is affecting me much more. Every small business, it's our hairdressers, local cafes, your favourite restaurant, all of those things that go up to making up a community.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I do think, I've been involved in other natural disasters. And, you know, one thing I have learned is that they demand and require people to act in a very coordinated and cooperative way. And in my experience, when the crisis hits, that's exactly what people do. You see it in neighbourhoods. You see it between friends and family. And I think Australians want to know that the institutions, both government and corporate, that serve their country will also reach out to each other and act in the most effective way. So I'm very pleased with the level of cooperation and support that banks are seeing between each other, but importantly with regulators and with government agencies, particularly the Treasury.
Now, just before we go, Anna, what is your advice? We all have banking relationships. If I put words into your mouth, is your advice that if you're having some challenges, if you're having some issues, you've got to speak to your bank now. Don't let it run. Deal with it now.
Absolutely, and I can't say this loudly enough. It is much easier for your bank to help you if you get to them early. If you wait until you've got to a position where you're using one credit card to pay for another, or you've maxed out on all of your credit, it's not that they won't help you, it's just harder. So even if you haven't started to experience the difficulty, but you're a small business and you're starting to see a dramatic drop-off in customers and you think you might be in trouble in 3 weeks or 6 weeks' time, now is the time to talk to your bank, because they can start working with you to restructure your loans, to defer your payments, give you extra working capital if you need it. Obviously, they'll have to tailor-make solutions for everybody, but these deferrals relate to credit card payments, They relate to mortgages attached to your business. They relate to your business loan and your term loans. It's a very important lifeline, and I just urge people to grab it. You may not need it right now, but talk to your bank if you think you might down the track. Yeah.
Look, thanks, Anna. I actually, a friend of mine who actually works for NAB, he actually came back from overseas and he's tested positive to coronavirus. And he actually, he'd said to me this morning, the way that the bank has responded, you know, to him, and not just in terms of his finances, but his employment and everything, he said, you know, I'm really blown away. He'd come back from England and he said, unfortunately, the same thing isn't happening there. So, look, it's great to see. Thank you for your time. I know you've got another one to go off to now. We're probably going to speak...
I was going to say, you know, banks are big employers. There are almost 150,000 Australians who work for banks. You know, of course, every one of them is worried about themselves and their families, but there are many of them that are working from home. But there are thousands, hundreds of thousands, who are now working in call centres and keeping branches open because they know that at times like this, Australians need confidence. And we have one of the best capitalised, strongest banking systems in the world, and it is ready and willing to stand up and do what needs to be done to help the country get through it.
Yeah.
Anna, thank you so much for joining us on Saturday Magazine this morning. We will definitely talk to you again in the coming weeks, I think, as things progress, just to get your view on how the banking sector is coping with this crisis and what new initiatives actually come to light through the government intervention.
And please...
Yes, well, we'll certainly be monitoring how many businesses are taking up the package, and that will give both banks, but more importantly the government, a good insight into how the small business sector is coping.
Great. And Anna, once again, thank you, and feel free to reach out to us, you know, if you want... you know, to reach out, the banks want to reach out into our community. You can't get a better way to do it than through Joy.
Well, terrific. Have a good morning.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you very much.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.